Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Bob Howard, Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Also joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo, IBM's General Government Industry Leader. Bob, given the critical role information technology plays in mission and program delivery, would you give us your view on how the role of the CIO has evolved, but more importantly, what are the characteristics of a successful CIO in the future?
As far as being a successful CIO, the ability to lead people and get the most out of your employees, I think, is very, very critical. In any senior position, whether it's a CIO or a CFO, it simply doesn't matter. That the leadership part is absolutely essential because all of this work gets done by people. People need to be motivated. They need to feel good about what they're doing. They need to be productive and all of that. And that all falls under leadership and the overall management construct. As far as the characteristics of a CIO, obviously a blend of managerial ability and experience is very, very important, particularly in an organization as complex as the VA. Understanding how to deal with all of the various piece parts and how they're connected together, put systems in place so you're constantly able to monitor all that. And then clearly as much of a technical background as you can have is clearly beneficial. You know, in my own case, when you look back over my background, I'm really not what you would think of as an IT person. You know, I have sufficient technical background that where I'm at least comfortable in the arena. The more a CIO has really good, solid technical credentials, I think you're much better off, providing it doesn't skew so much in that direction that you lose some of the managerial part. It's a good balance. You must have the balance between the technical background and the ability to lead people.
Bob, VA has probably not undergone a change on the scale of the current VA IT realignment since its introduction of the Veterans Integrated Network System, or VISN. With the continued evolution of VA IT, how do you envision VA and its information technology efforts evolving in the next 3 to 5 years?
Clearly, we need to get the processes I mentioned, that we're working on right now. These are very important as we lay those down and to continue to improve on them. First, put them in place, and we have some in place, but they're not all in place. When they do get firmly embedded, we need to continue to improve on it. The other thing that we have to continue to improve on are the methods we use to just run and manage our organization. What we basically have, you know, with centralization of IT in the VA, we have a very interesting situation from an organizational standpoint. We have people all over the country, and in some cases, they're just onesies and twosies, you know, just small groups of people providing IT support, whether they're in a regional office or a hospital or whatever. Managing those individuals, keeping them current on ongoing initiatives, communicating with them, making sure they know what the procedures are, is very difficult. Now, we have organized ourselves into regions. You know, we have like regional directors. I just recently established positions, one to handle the eastern part of the country and one to handle the western part. So we recognize the span of control issue as a problem. But it'll be difficult to solve that. Continuous communication, ready communication, both up and down, is the key to that. So when I think of how we're going to evolve over the next 3 to 5 years, I put that very high on the list. Obviously, we have a lot of technical initiatives that we have to get finished and those that really need to get started. We need to upgrade our infrastructure. We've found some problems there that we need to put some focus on. We need to adopt more of a service-oriented architecture in our software development activities. But more than anything else, we need to improve on the way we communicate with our people in IT as well as our customers. And that's a big challenge right now. It really is. We're using all the methods we can possibly think of to make sure that the folks out there in the field providing IT support on a day-to-day basis know what's going on, know they have ways to communicate with their senior people and get support when they need it.
Now, Bob, you focused a lot on people in our conversation here, and it's been my experience that transformation efforts create new competitive areas and the need for new competencies. To that end, what steps are being taken to attract and maintain a high-quality technical and professional workforce?
We have under development a career development program. In fact, we have an IT career management office, you know, underneath my Deputy Assistant Secretary for Resource Management. Recruiting also comes under that particular Deputy Assistant Secretary. We first began by just trying to outline all of the skill sets that are required in the IT field, and it's quite extensive, you know, whether it's software development, systems engineering, security, all of that. We have all those skill sets identified, and we're now going through developing particular tracks. What kind of training and education does a person need to move up through a various subfield, if you will? Like, take, for example, data security or cybersecurity. You know, what are the things that a young person needs to do to posture his or herself as they move through their career in that area? We're probably the furthest along in the security arena. We've developed career programs and skill sets. We have a couple of very good training programs, some of which are on the are interactive on the web. Others are live training programs. In fact, we've established a training center up in Falling Waters, West Virginia. We've established an intern program in the security arena where we're hiring young interns to bring them, because this is a very technical field and an extremely important one. And the other part about the security area, which is why we've paid a lot of attention to it, the individuals have a difficult job. Sometimes they could be all by themselves at a particular facility in the VA. And so they have to be pretty capable, you know, to handle themselves in that kind of an environment. So training and education and improving their skill sets is very important, and a lot of work going on in that area.
Now, you've clearly had a very successful career within the public service. What advice might you give to someone who's out there thinking about a career in government?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, quite frankly, the standard approach applies. You know, understand what your job is, understand who you're doing it for. That's very important. Remember who you're working for. In the public service, you know, you may be working for an individual, but you're also working for the American people. Because that's what public service is all about. The other thing that you realize probably more so in the in public service is how our government actually works. You know, the three branches of government, and particularly if you're a senior person, you know, coming into the public service for the first time, out of maybe the private sector or whatever, you have to have a good understanding of that. In other words, the role of the Congress, the role of the executive branch, and how you fit into all of that. Don't get frustrated. These three branches of government were put together deliberately, and democracy is not necessarily an easy kind of government to operate within, but it's sort of like, get over it. You know, this is the way our system works, and if you're a senior government official, sometimes you just have to take the heat. But more than anything else, remember that you're responsible to the American people, and from that standpoint, you know, you need to be good stewards of public funds and resources. Career in public service is rewarding. I will say that, for example, in the VA, you know that we have a very clear mission to support veterans and all those who have given a great deal to our country. And I think this is a feeling that is probably universal throughout the VA employees, that they really do feel a sense of mission in that they're supporting our heroes, American heroes, and there's an awful lot of them, as I mentioned earlier.
That's a wonderful perspective. Thank you. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Tom and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country, especially to our veterans.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be to here with you today. I will say, just to kind of wrap it up, that we have a very aggressive initiative going on in the VA, you know, with IT. Robust activity. We've got a lot of high-energy folks engaged in this, all working very hard to make IT within the VA a lot better than it has been in the past. With that said, we've got a lot of work to do, but everybody needs to know they've got some highly dedicated employees, almost 7,000 of them out there trying to make this work, and some of them with very difficult jobs, but they get a good positive attitude. And again, more than anything else, they know who they're ultimately supporting, and that's the veterans.
That's great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Bob Howard, Assistant Secretary for Information Technology and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. My co-host has been Tom Romeo, IBM's General Government Industry Leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.